The Islamic Khilafat was a religious administration. Therefore, due to not understanding the reality of Islam, such objections would arise in the hearts of those people. They failed to understand that the Islamic Khilafat was no worldly government, nor were the companions ordinary chiefs of state. On the contrary, the Islamic Khilafat was a religious administration which was established in accordance with the special injunctions of the Holy Quran, contained in Surah An-Nur. The companions were those pillars of religion whom God the Exalted had made obligatory to follow in order to advance in spiritual ranks. The companions left their jobs and adopted every type of poverty and destitution. They placed their lives in danger, left the company and love of those close relatives and dear ones, said farewell to their homelands, and sacrificed their sentiments and emotions, and adopted the company and love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of them had learnt Islam lesson by lesson, spending approximately a quarter of a century as students of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Moreover, they strengthened the practical aspect of Islam by acting upon it. They understood the meaning of Islam, its purpose, its reality, and how one should act upon its teachings. Additionally, they understood the benefits that could be attained by acting upon it. Hence, they were not kings and members of a worldly government. Rather, they were teachers of the very last religion and law of the seal of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was made incumbent upon them to represent Islam through their actions, speech, and conduct, and to imprint its teaching upon the hearts of people, and to make them practicing followers. They were not supporters of tyranny. Rather, they were supporters of the lustrous law. They abhorred materialism. If it were up to them, they would have abandoned the world and sat in place of seclusion and eased their hearts with the remembrance of God. However, they were compelled by the responsibility which had been laid upon their shoulders by God and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Footnote: later events of Islamic history evidently prove how beneficial and blessed the intervention of the companions truly was. By removing their intervention for a period in time, God the Exalted demonstrated the detrimental results of moving them aside. The manner in which Islam became the target of mockery at the hands of so-called Muslims is such that when a person reads these accounts, the heart trembles and the body shivers. End footnote. Therefore, whatever they did was not on account of their own desires. Rather, it was in accordance with the command of God the Exalted as per the guidance of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence, it was a terrible mistake to be jealous and think ill of them. Now remains the objection that the companions were given some special sums of wealth. This was also a form of mischief, because whatever the companions received was in accordance to their rights. They did not usurp the rights of others in order to accumulate their own wealth. In fact, every single individual, even if he had become Muslim one day before, received his right in the same way as pioneer believers. Of course, the efforts of the companions and their labor and sacrifice exceeded that of others. Moreover, their age-old services were an addition to all this. Hence, they deserved a greater right over others out of justice, not injustice. For this reason, they received greater remuneration in comparison to others. They had not fixed their own shares themselves. On the contrary, Allah and His Messenger had fixed their shares. If these people had not been treated in a special manner, how would the prophecies contained in the Holy Quran and Ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding their success, prosperity, comfort and wealth have been fulfilled? If, after the fall of Caesar's kingdom and victory over his treasury, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had not given Caesar's bangles to Suraqa bin Malik radiallahu anhu, how then would the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be fulfilled, in which he said, "I see the bangles of Caesar in the hands of Suraqa"? I would also add, however, that whatever the companions received was not by usurping the rights of others. In fact, anyone who carried out even a small task in the government was given his right. The Khulafa were very cautious in this regard. The companions were merely given their fair share, though undoubtedly it was greater than that of others, due to their work and former services. Then, a group of them also took part in the wars that arose at the time, and in exchange of this service, they were just as deserving of a reward as were others. However, it should also be remembered that history proves that the companions did not have the habit of saving this money or spending it on their own souls. They only accepted their share in order to prove the truth of the words of Allah and His Messenger. Each and every one of them was an unparalleled model of generosity and munificence. Their wealth was spent solely for the welfare and guardianship of the poor.